Oh, again, God will save man, men will speak words. God will save man, men will speak words. Men will speak words. It will be by words. Words said. Words. 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 Now, please, who remember the days of WAEC English language? Sorry, who did WAEC this year? Ojut, when did you do WAEC? Old school, come on. Is anybody that did WAEC 2018? No, come on, Vivian. You look small. Who did WAEC of recent? Anyway. Please, who remember how they usually mark essay in WAEC? Who remember those five things that they usually... Mechanical what? Accuracy. Awesome. Who can explain mechanical accuracy? Huh? Ah, yeah, me. Where is it? All your days of daily ashade. Huh? Bumi, you are just collecting money. Sir Grace, come on, this is your course. Now everybody is dodging out. They didn't study English again. Oh man, we switch. That's all you know. So of course, apart from mechanical crazy, there's three more things. Yes, grammatical. God. I thought you guys would remember it. That's why I could have done my research. If I help me. Okay, sure. And somebody should help me find that before and send it to me. So there are over four things, okay, that they used to judge what you have written. Huh? Where am I? You didn't use that one for. Presentation. That's P. Expression. Mechanical accuracy. Organization. Wow. Well, so you see your life. If I ask when Pastor did work, we heard the 8th year you are born. Hallelujah. Now, please put that somewhere in your mind. And let's look at this first Peter again. Searching, verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied. Because when you see the salvation of your soul, that just means the salvation of your being, of you. So don't allow the Rema people to confuse you from there. Okay, of which salvation the prophet have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Searching. What manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. See that word searching, erunao, and you should have been used to that right now, E-R-E-U-N-A-O. It means to investigate, to make an inquiry, to inquire. Inquiry, to investigate. Now, that word is from a root word, E-R-E-O. E-R-E-O. How do I pronounce? Huh? Orokerio. What do you say? Erio. Erio. Okay. Now, please, this E-R-E-O, it means to speak. Write this down, please. To alter. Again, the full word erunao, it means to investigate. But it's from a word which means to speak. To alter. Guess what? What does that leave us with? The The prophets will search by speaking. Voila, Deo. I don't know if you get that. They will search by speaking. Maybe you don't get that yet. Let me explain. They learn the truth by preaching all the raw data before them. Just keep writing, you'll get this very soon. They learn the truth by preaching all the raw data before them. So the more they speak, the better they are. Let me use another synonym for you, or another way to describe it. Just think of a 100 level medical student. 100 level medical student who will learn how to perform operation by performing on a live living human being. Amen, amen. Yeah, now you get it. That is exactly what happened. They want to speak about a Christ, perfect Christ, but they will learn of him through plenty imperfect utterances. And guess what? This is the serious one. God will judge man for not believing those imperfect utterances about Christ. Those of you that you find it difficult to honor your leaders, your pastor, or of course, because they have issues or something. Now, please, this is the point. Okay. Anyway, unfortunately, that is all God has to use. Okay, ask me, who else should God use? Remember what we said in the utterance yesterday? We said God will use the plan of man, right? God will use the will of man. God will use God will use man to fulfill his plan. Now, this is the point. If Jesus came outside the utterances of men, we can say he is not our Jesus. We can doubt his origin. We can doubt who he is for. We can doubt his purpose. We can doubt his mission. We can doubt the love of God. If God will do his greatest work, please write as much as you can, and he did it outside the imperfect man, then how are we sure he will save the imperfect man? So why will God use imperfect utterances through men to bring perfection? It is further to prove the love of God for man. It's further to prove the strong alliance between God and man. It's further to prove that God's heart, what is man, that thou art always mindful. You are always mindful of him. That is why God will not train angels somewhere in the blues and to make them say right things. No, he will use man to bring forth the Savior. Well done. So, I will explain some things now before we close. That means a man will say in his utterance, "Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered." Trying to understand God's salvation. Please write that down. That is Psalm 68, verse 1. He will say, "Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered." And he's only investigating, searching to understand God's salvation. But guess what? Before the day is over, 100,000 Philistines, they are dead. Oh God. Amen, amen. This is why, I will say this in Kaduna. I will preaching this in Kaduna. If you can follow, try and follow, especially Saudi, majorly. But of course, if you don't have exam. Now, pay attention. This is why good Christian conduct is impossible without the knowledge of the character of God. Good Christian conduct is not because you really understood salvation. It's because you understood the character of God. It's because you are sure of the character of God. That is why knowing God accurately is difficult outside the new birth. Why would they speak about a perfect Christ and their actions at times will be to kill men? Why will Moses speak about Christ and before the day is over, they use a lot of Egyptians as the whatever? Or lamps. Knowing God accurately is difficult. Now, use my words, though. Difficult outside the new birth. So, the prophets we have in the Old Testament, they are like Cana believers. They are like Cana believers. Unstable. They know, but they are not sure. They know, but they are not sure. Let me know when you are done. Let me just explain all that for you. So, now, see what I'm trying to say. You see, at times, David will be speaking against sin and death. He will be speaking against how God will deliver him from sin and death. But in an attempt to act what he is saying, what will he do? He will pick his spear, right? Pick his bow, pick his sword, and go and fight battles, right? And he will now come back and be singing songs of victory. Okay? Now, that means he comes back and says, wow, God has given me great deliverance. He has given me great salvation. But the actions he just did, they are not actions of God. So, he spoke about a perfect salvation. His actions is not in line with that salvation because he never understood God's character. So one big thing that was absent in the searching of the prophets that they could not, oh God, the new birth, I'll finish that statement, I'm coming. The new birth births in us constancy. Constancy. So one big thing that was absent in the prophets was a full conviction of God's character. A full conviction. If you are totally convinced of God's character, your words, okay, and your action will be both good. Your action will not negate the character of God. Please just write down the ones you can remember. I'm saying the same thing with different ways. Please don't get tired. These are the things you need to understand your Bible. So as I said, at times, they are like Cana believers, just like Elijah. who want to, who is looking for a revival for Israel, and in their attempts, before we know it, 400 prophets of Baal, they are dead. They use them as a sample of unbelief. See Matthew 5. Well done. A sample of how unbelievers will be judged. Ezekiel says, it's not the will of God that any man should perish. As I live, said the Lord, I don't have pleasure in the death. That's serious. Say, as I live, said the Lord, I don't have pleasure. So, like Sodom and Gomorrah, simply happens is that somebody used them as a specimen for unbelief. It's a specimen. That's not God's judgment. I've told you. That is not God's judgment. What is God's judgment? That's what we call hell. God's judgment is that you don't want God, don't worry, you will be on your own. And God's judgment does not incur any physical action against you. Is that not clear? Nigeria, that we are praying every day, are we as rich as some countries that they are saying, God, no God in this country, no Bible in this country? You're going to judge those people. What should happen? There should not be rain in their country. There should not be oil. Everything should be dry. And we that we are praying, what should be happening? We should be, hallelujah. We should be jiving. You go, they pop, yeah. I almost want to say mad Christians. Mad. That's madness. Called in church, we go, they, you are aliens then. Use the name, you are aliens then. What's mad? What's that? What's tongue, Jesus? If you want to just carry your nonsense, take it to your club and do it there. No problem. We go there. I've forgotten what I'm saying, sir. Let's go to the Matthew 5, Gary. 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Come on, try. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. 45. This is the reason you can do that. Want to go? That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun rise on the evil and on the good, send rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? If you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans? So he's trying to tell you that your God is better than publicans. If God only does good to those who do good to him, is God is not better than a sinner. That means, in quotes, the most of the prophets in the Old Testament, they are implying God is a sinner in their actions. Wow. They are implying that God is a sinner. Implying. In their actions, not in their words. Actions, please put that there. I'm going there. In their actions. 48. He now says, well done. Let me wait. Sorry. 48 now says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. That means the Father in heaven has never sanctioned an assassination before. That means those first Samuel 15, go and kill the Amalek. Is it 15 or 14? 15. Amalek, kill both old and young, cows and dog, infant and suckling. It's not just God, that is really Satan. God is not in that action. Hallelujah. But Let me now. Oh, celebrate yourself. Oh. I will explain now. Some people have seen us and say, how can a Christian be wearing? See, oh, how can a Christian be wearing what? Shorty, right? How can a Christian be wearing kolepa? You don't understand? People who are cutting people's head in the Old Testament, cut. God is speaking through them. I know you don't understand that. People who will go to war, hey, see that? Shook knife. God is speaking through them. You are not saying, hey, Christian, oh, you're attachment. God has left. God just laugh. God will say, hey, me, that's me and David. They would be killed. I would just be. Glory! No, it's so funny that you see a Christian today and say, can you be only like this? Only like this? Dreadlock. Yeah? Dreadlock. Just dreadlock. So, okay. God say, okay, dreadlock. Eh? What else? You guys say, monk, you don't know anything. You don't know what God will say, you don't know what my eyes have seen, okay? You don't know the people I mean. I have been enduring all this while. You don't know the man I called, the man after my heart. Do you think David will go to battle with white clothes? He will come back white. How is the clothes look like? Thou art my battle axe, Jeremiah 51. I'm a weapons of war. For with thee, we get to all those stuffs. For with thee, I will destroy nations. And your trust was actually talking about sin and death. We are going there very soon. But when they are done, they will see Lalude with the axe on his hand. Blood all over. Thousands dead. And they will come and see, give glory to God. And God will say, you know when you are in a fix, you cannot run away. You cannot say yes. You cannot say, my son, you have done well. Yes, you cannot run away. Oh, you say, okay. Hallelujah. But guess what? That's the only man that was available. That's the sad part. No other man. That's the only man available. Or maybe the good people, they don't have time to hear God. The only one that have time is man of war. Maybe you don't get it. Imagine is a Boko Haram. That is the prophet of God. And you, that you are a good guy, you are after music, you don't have time for God. What is it for choir? That has time. So the Lord will do this. Say, so God, they didn't hear. What should I do? God will say, long suffering. The guy will say, long suffering, okay, 5 minutes. God said, no, I mean 50 years. God said, no, okay, 50, no, okay, 50 minutes. Okay, God, I'm not here again. Pow, pow, pow. So, like, at times, I just say, well, let's appreciate our times, amen. Let's appreciate the resurrection. That is why Jesus must come. The main deal for that incarnation is, this is God. This is what he does. The cross is deliberate. It's to show you, this is what God does to his enemies. Prophets, listen. Hallelujah. So, he now said, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. He's saying, love as your Father loved. No, it's not surprising that this is the first documented sermon of Jesus. Immediately, he just blessed are the meek, Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the, blessed. Ah. Blessed and curse not. Wow. So, that's a big deal there. Of course, this is why Jesus could never have been saying in chapter 6 that God will only forgive you when you forgive others. That is simply exposing the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, like we saw in the teaching ministry of Jesus. We forgive men, or you will forgive men, because God has forgiven us. Now, okay, let me wait for you. In the Old Testament, they asked the father they heard of. In the Old Testament, they asked, A-R-A-C-T. They asked the father, or they asked the will of the father they heard of. But, sorry, I'm against Malachi, but right now, we ask the will of the Father that lives in us. We ask the will of the Father that lives in us. That means, what I will do to my neighbor is what God does inside me. So if God is, every day, is chopping your liver, chopping your... you know from inside right now, if God is eating today, he eats your liver. You see, what does he do? He eats your liver. Next, tomorrow, you do something, he breaks one of your ribs. From inside, you just break. Bam! Next tomorrow. So if God does that inside of you, amen? Then you can do that to your neighbor. But in John 14, when the Father will be coming within, he said, I will give you another comforter. Hallelujah. So what is my action towards men? Comfort. That's why he now said in 1 Corinthians 14 that your prophecy is touching edification, exhortation, comfort. What you say one to another. So we ask the Father within. The Father that saved us. Not just somebody we heard of. Oh! Job said, I have heard of you. By the hearing of your of the ear, I heard rumors about you, but now I am seeing better. But in Christ, we saw fully. Amen, amen. See 1 Corinthians 2. That's what he now said here. But as it is written, okay, let me be fast now. Eye has not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For his Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but by the spirit of God. 12, one to go. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know things which are freely given to us of God. Amen, amen. So, this is what happens. At times, the prophet, they will speak about God, and their conduct will be contrary. At times, they will get it. At times, it will be contrary. At times. Well done, well done, well done, well done. At times they will get it, at times it will be contrary. Amen. See, go back to Luke 24. This is why you will only find God clearly in what they say. At times, a good utterance can become the basis for a wrong action. A good utterance can become the basis. Basis of a wrong action. Okay? Are you with me? See Luke 24, 25. Then he said, O fool, slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet has spoken. So, all that the prophet has spoken. We will find God in their words properly interpreted. We are going to find God only in their words properly interpreted. We find God in their words properly interpreted. We find God in their words properly interpreted. That's where you find God. Say properly interpreted. Say properly interpreted. Okay. Now, go back to Genesis 22. Genesis 22. Verse 7, and spake unto Abraham, and Isaac spake unto Abraham, again, don't forget, they are to believe all that the prophet has spoken, words, okay, laleo, to utter, to speak, not their demonstration, words that they have spoken, to utter, to speak, not their demonstration. So verse 7, Genesis 22, verse 7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham and said, My father, and he said, Here I am. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Verse 8, help me, want to go? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. No, that they went is already rebellion. God, if God, like somebody wrote in the exam that we are reading today, my question, if you are sure that God will provide a lamb for the burnt offering, what should you do? Turn back and go. Where you saw, remember we read David last some days ago, right? That when David said, you are speaking against, he said, Goliath, I say you have come to me with a spear, with a sword, but I have come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, right? What did I say? I said, that is where the action of God stops. Anything after that? God, I'm not there. God is not there. So, same way, what you just saw here, I will explain, though. God himself will provide a lamp. Man is only to believe, not to act. Man is only to believe. Man is not to perform any action. Man is not to perform any action. Man is only to believe. Man is only to believe. Say, man is only to believe, not to act. So, if you truly believe that God himself will provide himself a lamp, that is the end. Your part in the salvation plan is to believe and preach the same to others. Believe and to preach the same to others, not to act anything. Believe and preach the same to others. For instance, hope you know that action of Abraham on Mount Moriah, later some Jews, they copy it in sacrificing their children. What Abraham depicted on Mount Moriah is human sacrifice. God does not sanction that. Are you with me? Even imagine, if God can say in Hebrews 10 later that the blood of bulls and goats, which is a quotation of maybe Psalms, he say, is it Psalms or Malachi? It's in Malachi, it's in Psalms, it should also be in Isaiah. In fact, different people say that in Abi Pastor John, different people say that, that blood of bulls and goats, I don't want. If God can say, I don't want the blood of bulls and goats, how will he now tempt you by telling you to go and kill somebody? So, like I said some days ago, that was simply this man himself, what is his name? Abraham, trying to act out God's plan. You don't have to. You will enter problem. It is God's commitment. Who does God's commitment? Come on, who does God's commitment? Thank you. So, a worst action can come from a good intention. A worst action can come from a good intention. That's a lot. From a very good intention, you can have a very bad action. Okay, now, we soon close. Soon is soon, in my own calendar. Please, pay attention to this last part that we'll be reading right now. You can use the old, let me use the word epistle right now, okay? Or, please, anytime I said Old Testament, New Testament, please, I'm referring to Genesis to Malachi, then verses Matthew to Revelation itself. Okay, Matthew to Revelation, okay? Are you with me? That's why I'm comparing and contrasting. So now, you can use the New Testament to understand what is happening in the Old Testament. You can use the New Testament to understand what is happening in the Old Testament. That means, normally, the New Testament is an interpretation of the Old, but you can also use the New to understand the Old. God. Normally, the New Testament is the interpretation of the Old. But you can also, like, that means, I can read something in the Old Testament and really see the meaning, see what God is trying to talk about in the New. And I can read the New Testament and think about what God is trying to say to them in the Old. Just try and understand that. That means I can read something in the New Testament and use that to understand what God is trying to say to them in the Old. Or I can read the Old and use that to understand, and I use the New to explain it. These examples will clearly do that for you. That means you can read back to front or front to back. Back to front or front to back. Everything is allowed. Okay, for instance, hope you know that John 1 verse 1 to 3 is trying to explain Genesis 1 verse 1. Hope you know. What is in John 1, 1 to 3? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. But what is in Genesis 1? In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. That was all from the earth, void, everything. So that John is the. So that means John is telling you that in the beginning, if you remember, I explained to you in understand Genesis, I said in the beginning was the Word and his ministry. Remember? Or maybe it's our Jesus, whatever. So that means John is trying to tell you what Moses is trying to say where in the beginning, right? So I can now come back to Genesis and I say that heaven and earth is not talking about physics, it's talking about God's plan and the reception of God's plan. Heaven, God's plan, earth is to receive heaven. Earth is to receive God's plan. Are you with me? Heaven and earth. Now, okay. Let's look at the word fight and wars. Just look at that today and we go. Write this down. The character of God shapes our Bible interpretation. The character of God, it shapes our Bible interpretation. The character of God shapes our Bible interpretation. Well done, well done, well done. You're almost there. Don't give up. It's not over. When you give up, then hold on to the Lord. Even when you are tired. Okay. So, now, go to Galatians 5 verse 16. Are we told to fight any war in the epistles? Question. Are we told to fight any war in the epistles? Is there any fights to fight in the epistles? Okay, see Galatians 5 verse 16. Now, I'll be very fast if you want to understand that. This I said then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, verse 17, for the flesh lusted against, that's the fight, against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary. See that? Contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you want. Now, see in verse 18, but if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such of like, which I tell you before, which I have told you before, that the people who do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So, how do you war against the flesh? How? Who remembers from Romans 8 that I explained to you? By walking in the spirit. See, that walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That means we want to fight the flesh, but how do we do it? How do we fight the flesh? Say it again. How do we fight the flesh? Awesome. Awesome. Now, but put that somewhere in your mind. Go back to Exodus 32. So, see the things that we said there. You could see idolatry there. Idolatry, rods, hatred, stuff like that. Now, when these people are supposed to fight the flesh, see Exodus 32, 19. And it came to pass as soon as when they have made the molten calf, which is idolatry. Today, again, how do you fight idolatry? To walk in the spirit. But then, how did they fight it? It came to pass as soon as he came near unto the camp, that he saw the calf and dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. Circle that somewhere in your mind. This is part of the reason why the interpretation will be against the character of God. Remember, James now told you that the wrath of man worketh not. So that means once you are angry, you cease serving God. You cannot serve God in that state. When Elijah was angry and he killed, well, God reproved him and God replaced him. Okay, his anger waxed hot and he cast the tables out of his hand and he break them beneath the mountain. Just let's read. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it with fire and ground it to the powder and straw it onto water and made the children of Israel to drink it. Hey, serious. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did these people do unto thee that thou hast brought a great sin upon them? And I say, let not my Lord be angry. They said they want drama, and I gave them drama. Yeah, is it my fault? You traveled. I gave them what they want. Really weak leadership. Okay. So thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. They said unto me, make a God, we shall go before us. For this Moses, we do know what has become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any God, let them break it off. So I made the calf, sha. The calf just came out. See what I say? So then I cast it into the fire, and there came out the calf. Are you seeing that? He said, I just put the ring in the fire, and somehow, thing just became a... What a leader. Say what a leader. Yeah, he's excusing himself. I don't know how it happened. I just came to the church. I get, why are they singing Skelewu in church? Pastor, I was not there. I just came in, and the drummer... And it's happening. You understand? Sela. Okay? Okay, verse 25, please focus. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron has made them naked for the shame among the enemies, then Moses stood at the gate of the camp. Please focus. Who is on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side? I want to know. Let's see what the people on the Lord's side, let's see what they did. Mm-hmm. Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him, because that they are his tribe. You understand? Okay. And he said unto him, thus said the Lord God of Israel, put every man's sword. They want to fight the flesh. So what did they bring out? Sword, dagger. Sword by his side, and go in and out of the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man who is brother, and every man is companion, and every man is neighbor. And the children of Levi did. Hope you know this is why their priesthood can never be perfect. It was instituted upon death. Okay? Children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000. But Moses said, consecrate yourself today to the Lord, even every man upon his son, upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. Now, please, focus. You will think it is God that is angry. We keep reading. And it came to pass on the morrow, Moses said unto the people, you have seen a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure shall make atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, these people have seen a great sin and have made the gods of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, but please blot me out. He's trying to intercede after you have killed them. I pray thee, I say, blot me, I pray thee, out of the books which thou hast written. Let's read 33. Want to go? The Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against him will I blot out. Oh God, you didn't get that. Oh, I'm coming. For 34. Now say, therefore, now go. Lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Moses is trying to come to God, forgive them. He said, it's not about forgive them. Forgiveness is for them. Anybody that sins against me is the person that gets himself blotted out. Saying everything that just happened, that is not my character. Moses is coming for forgiveness. Did God say, okay, I'm forgiving them? No. Now, pay attention. In Numbers 14, when they all now spoke against that promise, what did God now say? Ah, as they have spoken in my ears, that is what will happen to them. That is how to sin against God. Not the making of the molten calf. Are you with me? How do you sin against God? When you speak against that promise. I'm not saying molten calf is right. Molten calf is just like, okay, a believer that tells lies. Will you go and kill him? Huh? What will you tell him? Walk in the spirit. But when somebody says, Jesus is not my savior, Jesus is not raised from the dead. Ah, okay? Alaji, this one is beyond be careful. So that's... Now, okay, we have seen one. Go, come back to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 9. Trust me, we are close to completion. 9:24, just those passages are just long. First Corinthians 9:24. Now you know that. See, First Corinthians 9:24. See, so that one is like war. I call that war against self, something like that. I mean, war against, what do we call that? War against enemies. The enemies. I said if I'm coming. See, let's first read this one. First Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize? So run that you may obtain. Right. And every man that strives for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. But we are an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as one, not as uncertainly, so fight I. Say fight. Fight. Say fight. Okay, so it says fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I push to others, I myself should be a castaway. So how do Paul fight here? How is the fight being carried out? He kept under his body, right? He kept under his right. Is he a fight? Is he a fight? Yes. But how? Humility. how meekness. In the Old Testament, a fight, but how will be war, dagger. So that means all they're supposed to do is to hear that word fight and not pick a weapon. Are you with me? Come on, let me be fast. See Exodus 17. Let's see. So all those ones I just read, everything is just, they are just war against self. War against self. Because in the Exodus 32, he said they should fight themselves. They kill themselves. Now, see this one now. It's different. Exodus 17, verse 8. Then the Amalek fought against with Israel. Call this one war against unbelief. Amalek fought against, please don't miss this. Just quickly, let's finish it. Amalek fought against Israel in Rephidim, and Moses said unto Joshua, choose out men and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of the Lord in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had commanded and fought with the Amalek. And Moses and Aaron went, and you know the story. And 14, and the Lord said unto Moses, okay, write this for a memorial in a book. And rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. That's too much for a tribe. That's too much for a tribe. So, and Moses built an altar and called the name Jehovah Nissi, and he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with who? Amalek from generation to generation. Please, what has the Lord sworn to put out from under heaven today? Sin and death, right? Are you with me? So, how does God do it? God wars with sin and death from generation to what? To generation. Now, see how they carried it out in 1 Samuel 15, which you all know. Psalm 15 verse 1 now says, Samuel also said unto Saul, this Lord sent me to anoint thee as king over Israel. Therefore, hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Thus said the Lord your God, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. 15 verse 2, 1 Samuel. How he laid wait for him in the wait when he came out from Egypt. When you are saved. Oh, they laid wait for him. Verse 3, now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have. Now see the problem. And spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. That is not what God is saying. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. When you hear God's word, think spiritual. 2 Corinthians 10, please be fast. 10 verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, just open your Bible, we do not walk after the flesh. Wow. That is a contra. He's trying to explain the wars for you, the battles. Saying, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not what? Are not what? But mighty through God. Hallelujah. Say, we have a weapon mightier than swords. Okay. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and what? Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That is what we fight. That is what they're supposed to fight. No wonder they took themselves. They died in the same wilderness. This is what they are to fight. And bringing every captivity, bringing every thought, bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So he said, I will war with Amalek from generation to generation. Yeah, that is talking about the preaching of the gospel. The preaching. And having the readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. But then, what would they do? They will pick a dagger. Ephesians 6. Two more scripture. This one, then one more. Ephesians 6. Verse 10. This is the best that just I know David, you just read Ephesians, you just say, wow, wow, eh? You just say, wow, where you see Ephesians verse 10. Okay, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When you hear this in the New Testament, you just, commando, right? I'm a tank. Be strong in the Lord. See the next thing. Put on the old armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against. Okay, but against principalities, powers, the same thing. Rest of the line of this word, same thing. Same thing. I'm trying to address MFM. Amen? Sorry. 13. So if you're not fighting flesh and blood, then your weapons cannot be what? Carnal. Thank you. 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. So, please, the armor of God in the New Testament is the armor of God in the Old Testament. What they picked in those places are not the armor of God. Again, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What the armor of God today is the armor of God yesterday. That means these are the things they're supposed to pick. Okay? We have to take unto you the old armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, 14, stand therefore, having your loins guided with truth, having on a breastplate of what? Righteousness, okay? Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. How do I defend myself against the enemy? Okay, he said, above all, taking the what? The shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Wow. Next verse, and take the helmet of his salvation. It's okay. All those weapons, they are defensive. Where is the offensive weapon? Next phrase, yes. And the sword of the flesh or spirit. Sword of the wishes. Wow. Say wow. Yeah. That's the proper interpretation. Should I tell you? Oh God. Should I tell you? I'm gonna say something. I don't know how it will go with you. Do you know where their problem started? When you hear God's word and you try to leave Egypt, that is where water started. You could have believed the gospel there. Sorry, leave that. you could have believed the gospel there. But just hold on. We're not dying now. We still have time to help you to explain it better later. So, verse 18, pray always with all prayers and supplication in the spirit, washing down unto all perseverance and supplication for all saints. As for me, that utterance may be given unto me, I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak out boldly as I ought to speak. So, the wars of God, the battles of God, how should he be fought? By words. Say by words. Say by words. See that may speak boldly as I ought to speak. See, everything is said there. Truth, righteousness, gospel of peace, fitude, sword of the spirit. That's a lot. How does God fight his battle? How? Words. Say words. So, in the Old Testament, if they heard God well, they ought not to take any action. So, Moses told them that, fight yourself. And they preached that guy, killing themselves. No, how do you fight yourself? Walk in the spirit. And you shall know what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. For instance, before, they were circumcising their body. One day, God now said, no, I am saying circumcise where? Your heart. So, before they cut their skin, they said, no, I'm saying cut your heart. That means believe the gospel. That's circumcision for you. We studied that somewhere in Jesus before. So, and how do you do that? By believing God's word. Imagine somebody like Solomon, you want to talk about how, that's why perversion is just there. You want to talk about how abundance the blessings of Christ is. And what does it do, man of God? 1,000. Hallelujah. Say 1,000. Say 1,000. You want to talk about how God is so abundant, rich in mercies. Wow. Let me show you. And he showed them. Amen. Do you know what? He made them labor for everything. You know? Showed them. And God, when Jesus came, for him, because it's money, God just was shaking himself. He says that Solomon, eh? Say a flower is better than him. A flower. Imagine, I'm very sorry. Jesus saw a man that killed people. He didn't talk much. But Solomon, you, money, you cannot get out money in the name of God. Say a flower is better than you. That's a lot. I'm not justifying killing, no. I beg you in the name of God. Okay, so one major element of the New Testament ministry is patience. Say patience. 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 Preachers, listen. I plan to do this in the minister's retreat later. The Holy Ghost works through you to be patient. At times, you are... I'm going to play keyboard in the next 3 minutes. At times, you are trying to correct somebody and you are already angry. At times, you are trying to... Some of your disciples, you just see his action. No, this is the genesis of... This is the root cause of preachers that curse people. Say, you left my church. Koni, yeah. Sorry, Koni, yeah, means... what's the meaning? Say, there is a special covenant. Once you leave it, you cannot succeed in ministry. Don't worry. I remember, who remember there is a video I shared over 6 months ago now of a man of God that said everybody that has... I curse their generation. Let them be barren. Let them be unfruitful. What? Because they left your church. Koda. Say Koda. He was causing the unborn generation of the people that left his church. Why? It's not 3 minutes now. You have to go. Hallelujah. So, James 1. Please, James 1. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. James 1. So, let's read from verse 13. Say the character of God is a must to understand. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Please read 14 for me, please. Loud and clear. Okay, let me read then. When lust has conceived, he bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, he bringeth forth death. Next verse, yes? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Next verse. Say of his own will. So that means a good father, a perfect father, begats you. So how will your actions be? Perfect, awesome, loving, forgiving. Amen, amen. Fruitful. Amen. Praise God. Say there's no death in me to give. Say I don't have the power to bring disaster to my neighbor. Write that down. Now, times we think that the enormity of the power of God is that think about share use here. Like better than like if I blink my eyes on you, you will just you dry like a jackpala. You dry now. You dry like panla fish. Say, see that prophet. Say, strive for your the hand wither. But you say of his own will he got yours. Amen, amen. They come. Father of love. In him is life, yeah. In him is life. No shadow of turning. No evil. No darkness. No darkness. Every good given. Every perfect bestowment. They come. In him is life, yeah. No shadow of turning. No.
At all. Come on.
At all. This is our God.
This is who we are. Woo! Why? Glory. This is our God.
Say my utterance, goodness. Say my actions, goodness. Say all around me, come on. Goodness.
So no deaths. Say no deaths. Say goodness.
Let's finish reading. So when verse 18, so of his own we begat he us, that we should be kind of first fruits of his creatures. This is why you will not be a victim of unfortunate circumstances. Because you don't think about it. You don't wish it to your neighbor. You don't romance it. Based on that, 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be what? Be quick to hear, but slow to speak, slow to... Why? For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. This is like a correction to Peter when he wants to cut off Mark, when he cut off Marcus here. Man, no. So, next verse now say, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness and crafted word, which is able. So, this is a major correction to the actions of the prophets. A major correction. That no, your actions must follow the character of God. Actions must follow the character of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is why we encourage everybody to learn very well before you make a Facebook post. Learn very well before you make a false conclusion of the character of God in your attempts to do God's will. I'm saying the type of anointing I carry, if I tell you to die, you will die. What's that? Be slow so that you don't make a false conclusion of the character of God in your attempts to please God, to do God's will. We encourage you to learn very well. This is why he said, let not there be many teachers, because we shall receive greater condemnation. He said, lay hands suddenly on no man. This is why. So you don't use the office of the pastor to promote the will of the flesh, to promote anger, wrath, disaster, Ananias and Sapphira. That's not the will of God. Death is not in God. Disaster is not in God. Let us pray in the Holy Ghost. We have goodness all around us. Keep saying those words. Goodness, fruitfulness, goodness. We are fruitful. We don't promote death. We are not Elijah. Please say that. Say those words. We are fruitful. We don't promote death. No disaster. Come on. Yeah. As we pray in the Holy Ghost, just say some awesome words. Fruitfulness all around us. Life. We have life to give. Now we have life only to give. Only life to give. You have only life to give. Only life to give. We have only life to give. Only life to give. Only life to give. Only life to give. Yeah, only life to give. Only life to give. Only life to give. This is our God. For he begat us in his will to be just like him. Only life to give. Only, 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 only. Just hold on to your neighbor. Just pray. Your ministry, life. No anger. No anger. You don't allow the response of people to lure you to anger. No anger. No, no rots. No rots. No rots. In doing God's will, no rots. In doing God's will, no anger. In doing God's will, no rots, no anger. In doing God's will, no rots, no anger. In doing God's will, no rots and no anger. In doing God's will, no rots and no anger. No rots, no anger. No rots and no anger. No rots, no anger. No rots, no anger. Your emotions are strong. You are strong. Your actions does not betray your words. Your actions does not betray your words. Your actions does not betray your words. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Glory to God. We are ministers of the New Testament. Not of condemnation, but justification, of righteousness. Not of death. Not of death, but of life. We have life all around us. All around us. All around us. Blessings all around us. Goodness all around us. This is why... No believer needs to even think about anything called generational curse. No believer needs to think about that. For we have life all around us. We are blessed of an abundant Father. We are abundant. We are abundant in goodness. We are abundant in the fruit of the Spirit. We are abundant. And to others, we are fruitful. We are fruitful. We bear fruit with ease. We bear fruit of goodness. Fruit of goodness. Goodness. Men copy the goodness of the Father in us. They copy it in us. Yeah, they copy it in us. Men see us and they want to serve our God. They copy that goodness of the Father in us. They copy it. And we now teach them the gospel of Christ. Now lead them to the gospel of Christ. Glory be to your name for what you have done for us in Christ. Glory be to your name for showing us who the Father is. For not allowing us to betray your character in an attempt to please you, in an attempt to serve you. Thank you for the revelation of the epistles. Thank you for the New Testament. Thank you, Father, for thank you for Christ. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for his death. Thank you for his resurrection. Thank you for the new birth. Thank you for Peter. Thank you for Paul. Thank you for the epistles. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm just like my Father. Hallelujah. Say goodness all around me. Say goodness all around me. Say goodness all around me. Say, my action communicates goodness alone. Say, I have goodness alone to give. Say, no rots here. No disaster here. No evil here. I am good like that. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Okay, thanks so much. You can have your seat. Thanks so much. You'll be going to Kaduna tomorrow. And trust God for greater.